From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says eight leaders of the world's large industrialized countries agree on that Greece should remain a part of the Eurozone and that European nations should adopt pro-growth policies to balance out austerity.
As all of the leaders here today agreed, growth and jobs must be our top priority. A stable, growing European economy is in everybody's best interests.
The president spoke this past hour as the G8 summit at Camp David concluded. He now heads to Chicago for the NATO summit that gets underway tomorrow. An Illinois judge has set a $1.5 million bond for each of three men charged with terrorism conspiracy. As Chip Mitchell of member station WBEZ reports, the men were visiting Chicago for protests against the NATO summit.
The men were visiting Chicago to protest a NATO summit that begins Sunday. They also face charges of possessing explosives and providing material support for terrorism. Authorities say the defendants considered attacks on sites including President Barack Obama's campaign headquahters and Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's home. Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez spoke to reporters Saturday afternoon.
The individuals that we have charged are not peaceful protesters. They are domestic terrorists.
Officials say the men are all in their 20s and all from the East Coast. The defense says they came to protest NATO peacefully, but were set up by police informants who were trying to provoke them. For NPR News, I'm Chip Mitchell in Chicago.
Chrysler is recalling some 87,000 Jeeps because of a transmission part that could lead to vehicle fires. WDET's Jerome Vaughn reports the recall involves some Wranglers built before July 14th of 2010.
The recall affects Jeep Wranglers from the 2010 model year equipped with automatic transmissions. About 68,000 of the vehicles were sold in the U.S. The rest were sold in Canada, Mexico, and other countries. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says debris could collect in the transmission skid plate, which is located near the catalytic converter. Heat from the converter could cause the debris to catch fire. Affected owners will be notified by mail beginning this month. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
Chinese dissident Cheng Guangcheng has arrived in the U.S. after being allowed to leave Beijing today. Human rights activist Diane Gatterdam was on hand for his arrival at Newark Airport.
It's so important that he feels the support of the people of the United States, you know, and really around the world who fought for his freedom. He really is a hero.
The White House is welcoming the arrangement that led to his release. Chun triggered a diplomatic standoff between the U.S. and China when he escaped house arrest last month and sought refuge at the U.S. Embassy. This is NPR. Seven suspected Irish Republican Army members were arraigned on terror charges today in Northern Ireland. They're in police custody after a security sweep against militants allegedly plotting to sabotage Northern Ireland's peace process. They're all being held without bail. Four of the suspects, including a woman, are charged with attending a military training camp. The three others are relatives of a prominent Irish nationalist. SpaceX technicians are taking a close look at the engine that caused the Falcon 9 rocket to abort its launch this morning at Cape Canaveral. WMFE's Matthew Petty reports the company says if the problem can be fixed, they'll try to lift off again next week.
Ignition had started in all nine engines on the rocket, but with half a second before liftoff, computers detected high pressure in one engine, forcing a shutdown. At a post-scrub press conference, Gwynne Shotwell said the engine was, quote, rock solid during static fire tests, and technicians will examine the rocket to find out what went wrong.
This is not a failure. We aborted with purpose. It would be a failure if we were to have lifted off with an engine trending in this direction.
Shotwell said technicians will try to fix the problem, but swapping the faulty engine for another one is also an option. She said that could be done before the next launch opportunity early Tuesday morning. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Petty at Kennedy Space Center.
At the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore today, a repeat performance of the Kentucky Derby. I'll Have Another did, winning the second jewel in the Triple Crown by beating out favored Bodemeister in the last seconds of the race. I'll Have Another now has a chance to become the first Triple Crown winner since Affirmed in 1978. The Belmont Stakes is June 9th. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.